Think downwards. Go down inside with thoughts, then think downwards and backwards. Think thoughts other than structure, because I've thought already about structure. Down, down, into a space. Is it a space enclosed? Are there openings, walls? Is it the dark, like I always imagined, or is it actually chaos? A hotel room with sheets thrown off and bags ripped apart. Is this a temporary space, ransacked quickly? As if I were meditating, as if I were writing automatically. But writing is not a subconscious act, there's always the conscious brain intervening, forming thoughts into language, words, then syntax. It's not as if all this were beyond language. Elements to explore. Mismatch memory. How do memories come to me? The sounds of remembering, what are these? Start with the events of age 10. What have I repressed? I'm ready to write. Waiting. Focus. It's too light in here. Daylight. So what now? Why does nothing come? I'm afraid, perhaps, of becoming too personal. Is it this fear that keeps me on the surface? Or is it this space? This room of mine with its white walls, white carpet, an overpowering, shaped reality. I should make it dark, turn out the lights. How to explore. Think. 10 years old. What don't I remember? The early signs. The early signs of my mother's illness. How her sudden hospitalization just hit me, without nuance, almost black and white in my memory. She was first there, and then suddenly so far away in her voice. And then physically so far away. And then suddenly not anywhere at all. But I must have seen some signs to suggest it would happen. Did I see them? Somehow too much. Maybe I'll start further back. With my sister? With the first events? With my sister's death? Because that was the start of my mother's illness. That was when her shape changing began. But somehow that's too far. There are too many thoughts interjecting. It's too hard. Not time now for my sister's story. Keep to my mother. Just try to see what comes. Remember how she sat on the carpet, my mother. Stick to that. White carpet. White walls. White carpet. Sit on it then in the same way that she did. See what comes. It's the child pose from yoga. Legs folded under my body, my back to the ceiling, on the white carpet. It's hard to write. Do I miss her? Right. Do I miss her? Of course I miss her. But the words to connect with the feeling are not coming. Blocked. How to move through the elements. Thoughts keep interjecting. Bothersome, arrogant. They are given too much space. Thought one, this is about process, this part anyway, about the process of accessing memory. Thought two, this part will make no sense to anyone, unless it's backed up with something concrete. Thought three, okay, so this is more of a question, do I have anything concrete? Any scenes of what went on back then when I was 10 and 11? Any descriptions that I remember wrongly? Thought four, only those four moments of sound. One, her knee song with the Bible. Then two, the night of shouting. Then three, the monotone good night moment. And then four, the silence of the hospital when my visuals finally returned. What can I feel in this crouched position? I feel like I am her. Scared. She sits hunched on the carpet by my bed. She looks comfortable, yet is oddly shaped, with her legs tucked under her, her body bent forward, her chin cupped in one hand. Wait. Resist the urge to read over. Go on. She sits hunched on the carpet by my bed. She looks comfortable, yet is oddly shaped, with her legs tucked under her body, her torso bent forward, her chin cupped in one hand, while the other holds a book open. An adult assuming the child's pose from yoga. A warm, white bathrobe smooths her into one line, like a cat. Back arched, she leans over the book and reads me a bedtime story. But her choice of story tonight is an odd one, a selection of verses from Psalms. She has never read me the Bible before bed. There is something she wants me to understand.